The World and All That It Holds by Alexander Hemon. Read for you by Alexander Mikic. Three kinds of dreams are fulfilled. A morning dream, a dream that a friend has about one, and a dream that is interpreted in the midst of a dream. Some say, also a dream that is repeated. Babylonian Talmud, Tractate Berakot. If he is mine, why is he with others? Since he's not here, to what there did he go? Jalal al-Din Rumi, Where Did the Handsome Beloved Go? Part 1. Sarajevo, 1914. The Holy One kept creating worlds and destroying them. Creating worlds and destroying them. And then, just before giving up, he finally came up with this one. And it could be much worse, this world, and all that it holds, as I certainly know how to get my hands on some interesting stuff around here. Let's see. Lapis Infernalis, Laudanum, next to it, Lavender. Pinto took the Laudanum off the shelf, knocking over the lavender tin, which miraculously did not break open when it hit the floor. He released a drop of laudanum onto a sugar lamp, watched the brown stain bloom, then placed it in his mouth. While the sugar and bitterness dissolved on his tongue, he picked up the lavender, dipped his nose into the tin, and inhaled. Vast Mediterranean flower fields stretched inside him, the blue sea lapping at his soul, a turquoise sky and swallows floating above it all, the laudanum sailing on his blood all the way to his mind, and then beyond. To all the things created at twilight on the Shabbat Eve, the Lord wisely added laudanum, just to help make everything more beautiful and bearable. Now was Raphael Pinto much better prepared for the Archduke Franz Ferdinand von Österreich-Este, heir apparent to the Habsburg Empire and Inspector General of the Imperial Armed Forces, and for the whole spectacle he was bringing to Sarajevo just to see how we live here. We live rather well, Your Highness, I must say, provided there is enough laudanum and lavender on hand. Thank you very much for your kind concern. And since this is an enterprise of providing remedy for the body as much as for the soul, we are sure to have plenty of whatever we might need. Long live the Emperor, the Lord be praised, and bless you too. After a drab, rainy week, the morning was sunny, and the light broke through the windows as never before, rearranging the checkered floor into unprecedented patterns. The sugar was now completely dissolved, but the bitterness lingered, tickling his tongue. God wrapped himself in white garments, and the radiance of his majesty illuminated the world. And right here on the floor of the Apotheke Pinto, we can now behold a little patch of one of those very garments. There might be a poem for me to write about the light shifting and altering the visible. God's garments, it could be called. But then who would ever care about any of it? No one cares about light and what it does to the soul, not here in this city behind God's back. Ever since Vienna, Pinto had been writing poetry in German. He wrote in Bosnian too, but only about Sarajevo. He even tried to write in Spanish, but had always felt like his nona was writing it, everything always sounding like an ancient proverb. Bonita de Michel, Corancico de Figel, Casati veras al anijo melodiras, and so on. Whereas light is everywhere and nowhere, it exists, but never by itself, always a garment, just as God is knowable only in the imperfection of his creation. Even darkness is clothed in light. Light makes itself present by its own absence. We carry the darkness inside and return it to the light when we die. That could sound good in German.
Im Inneren tragen wir das Licht, da wir, wann wir sterben, zurückgeben der Finsternis.
He put the laudanum and lavender up on the shelf. The opiatic ease set in, slowly, like a deep breath, while he studied the floor smeared with shadows from letters in the window. Apotheke Pinto. He should finally get rid of all the silly herbs Padre Avram had bought from peasants and collected for decades. Padre had insisted that all that junk be moved from the old